Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Out 2 days ago, my favorite book, the new one, What to Eat When. But this is Dr. Mike Roizen, and we're talking to you, not about what to eat when, but about you, the Owner's Manual Medical Show that teaches you what the latest news is, but more importantly, what you can do to protect yourself. And I'm scared after reading this week's medical news. The Asian longhorn tick, which brings with it a very lethal 10 to 30% of the people who get this SFT, I better get the initials right, but who get the disease this Asian longhorn tick carried, and we'll get to the name of that disease in a second. It is a fever and thrombocytopenia illness. So I'll get the symbols for it, but I'm scared after reading that one. What are the other stories of the week? I really screwed that up, didn't I? But inflammatory bowel disease more than doubles your heart attack risk. What does that mean? We'll tell you. Can we really inherit trauma? And the answer is yes, but what does that mean? And even when not in Rome, eat like the Romans used to do, a Mediterranean diet with 4 tablespoons of olive oil a day to cut heart disease risk. New disease-bearing tick set to spread through the United States. That's that horrible Asian longhorn tick and the disease it carries, which is a fever and lack of platelets, which causes 10 to 30% of the people to get it to die. We need a vaccine against that fast, because this tick is taking over. And it doesn't require sex to propagate. It propagates asexually. So one tick can grow hundreds of ticks without even having a mate. It's unfair. Stair tests may predict your risk of dying of heart disease. If your doc says it's okay, run up four flights of stairs. If you can do it in under, and that's normal stairs at home, if you can do it in under a minute, guess what? You're good to go. But we'll talk more about that. Older adults may be unwilling to forego preventive tests. Boy, do I believe they're right. Okay, let's go and do the stories in order. Can we inherit trauma? And the answer is yes. I'm going to do all of these without looking at the sheets. So if I stumble at one point, you'll know I'm going back to look at the sheets. But basically, in this mothers who during pregnancy had a traumatic event, their kids died 10% more frequently over a long period of time they were studied. This is since the World War, and that is, in fact, the point that I want to bring out, that the kids died 10% more frequently than their mates of the mothers who didn't have the trauma. And what does that mean? Well, it isn't a genetic change. It was an epigenetic. Which of their proteins were turned on, because somehow the trauma caused more methylation and inflammation in the person, if you will. And so that's the key aspect of this story. That is that you change your genetics, you change which of your genes are on or not. That's how you can change your family history. But with trauma, you've got to modulate it. You've got to maintain, you've got to be able to manage your stress, or else you turn on inflammatory proteins, turn off anti-inflammatory ones, and get a lot of problems. That's the number one story of the week. Number two, is screen time bad for kids' brains? And the answer is, we don't know. Just TV may be bad, but video games improves, especially timed ones, seems to increase their hippocampus. Bad thing about it, you don't go out to play. Good thing about it, you increase your memory and brain function. Screen time, meaning just watching TV, that's a bad thing. Okay. Next is sleeping under 6 hours or under 7 hours or more than 9 hours is linked to a higher risk of death and cardiovascular disease. How much higher? About 28% higher, significantly higher heart attacks and strokes. And now, this is an association. Did the heart disease cause the sleeping disorder, the heart disease? We don't know. But if you're having problems sleeping, make sure you do get sleep and get help. Next story is about the 2000 Brains brings insight into mental illness. All this is showing is that 2,000 people with mental illness, autism, and other diseases have donated it, even normal brains. Comparing the normal brains with the brains of people with mental illness, there are structural changes. Those structural changes occur earlier in the children who develop mental disease than in the adults. So there's something different about the time course at which you develop structural abnormalities and gene abnormalities in autism and in schizophrenia. Those are the two studied. What is the take home for you? There is none. I apologize for even including that story because there's no take home. Red meat, egg yolks, cheese, yeah, all of those, including pork, which is a red meat. Carnitine, lecithin, choline change the bacteria inside your gut. We talked about this last week with egg yolks. That's the 923A. This is 924A. And all of those things change the bacteria inside you. So you produce butylbutane and TMA. Those go to your liver and kidney. Butylbutane to the kidney to cause kidney failure over the long term. TMA to the liver, which converts it to TMAO, which is extremely inflammatory. A higher risk than a cholesterol of 260 is eating red meat twice a week. That is more than 8 ounces a week, or 3 egg yolks a week. When in Rome, eat a Mediterranean diet. That's right. The people who ate a Mediterranean diet, the higher their score in the Mediterranean diet. So this is 25,000 women, health professionals, largely nurses, who were recorded their food choices. And then this is a long-term study, so I think it's 13 years later, they looked at who had heart disease, those who were eating a Mediterranean diet, mainly olive oil, vegetables, fruit, a little fish and chicken, not much red meat, not much butter, not much cheese, but they had a lot of olives and nuts and fruit. They lived... This is actually, they lived 28% less likely to have heart disease than the ones who ate mainly the sad American diet. The take home, eat the Mediterranean diet, use olive oil as your main fat, get a lot of nuts and fruit and veggies. Inflammatory bowel disease is also an inflammation state like that TMAO causes, even more significant. IBD was double the risk of heart attack, that is inflammatory bowel disease. Crohn's disease almost tripled it over this 5-year period in this large study of 500,000 people. So if you got inflammatory bowel disease, what's the take home? Make sure you do everything to control your inflammation with diet, exercise, and stress management, and avoiding those horrible smoking things. Okay, this is the disease that the Asian longhorn tick causes is a disease called, and I'm going to get the initial, I'm looking up the initials right now because I'm having trouble finding it, but it is a severe fever and, here it is, SFTS. Severe fever, thrombocytopenic syndrome, which means you have a high fever and you lose your platelets. 10 to 30% of the people infected in South Korea, China, and Japan die when they get infected with it. It comes from the longhorn tick. The longhorn tick has recently come across to the United States through pets, you know, the pets that are on airplanes. So this is the leading way that comes across the dog or other animal that is a therapy animal or is on the plane. Apparently has these. It passes it. When it gets here to the grass, these darn things, the Asian longhorn tick, which came in through Newark and other international airports, appears to be have spread through that mechanism. They're able to trace it that way, and it reproduces asexually. So one bug, one longhorn tick can create many. It lies in the large grass, and you get it on. It doesn't have the SFTS, the severe fever thrombocytopenic, which is low platelet syndrome yet in the U.S., but that's what it does in New Zealand and Japan and Korea and China, and that's what the killer is. And our temperature is perfect for this tick propagating. Wear long clothes, I guess, if you go out. Oh, boy. I don't even wear long clothes out in the backyard and going to the swimming pool. I don't know what I'm going to do either. Sleep problems worse when menopause is hastened by surgery. That is cutting off your prostaglandin is associated with sleep disturbances in women. You do that when you take out the ovaries, surgical menopause, that's called. And you probably want to get Prometrium added back in or a micronized progestin. Talk to your doc, maybe even an estrogen. I think so, but that's a different story. Meth is a bigger role in U.S. drug overdoses. Don't try it once. You can get hooked on it too easy. Breast cancer survivors have lingering mental health defects. Get help if you have one. And I can't tell that enough. That is, if you or someone else you know thinks they have a mental health problem after treatment for a cancer, whether it's prostate cancer, or breast cancer, or brain cancer, any cancer, get help or help that person get help because it's tough to get help yourself. We did this story of older adults are unwilling to give up preventive screenings like colorectal screening, and the answer is thank God. If you're 75 and the guidelines say don't get screening after 75 because you're going to die of something else, that's BS, bad science. We're advancing longevity so much that you're likely to live, if you're 75, 50 more years if you make it to 2030. 90% chance of an aging breakthrough. That's a different show, of course, on talking about aging breakthroughs. Maybe we'll do that later in the new year, maybe March or April. Remember, for now, I'm talking about What to Eat When, the book that we just wrote about chrononutrition. That is, what's the right time to eat what, and why is there a right time to eat what? But in any case, remember, older adults are unwilling to give up colorectal screening, thank God, because they're going to live a lot longer than they expect, and you don't want them to die unnecessarily of a disease. They can be productive, stay healthy, and be able to more than earn their way. And we need it because we're having a shortage of babies. Remember, I said the slogan should have been Make America Procreate Again. We're not doing enough babies. Stair test may predict the risk of dying from heart disease. If your doc says you can do it and you can run up 4 normal flights of stairs, I think that's 12 or 13 stairs a floor. So 4 of those in a row without resting in under 45 seconds, you're doing 11 METs. 55 seconds, 10 METs. Under a minute is 9 plus METs, and that means you're going to live a long time. That's a great test to do, easy to do, time yourself, if you will. But don't do it unless your doc says you can, and make sure you got someone who can call 911 if you fall or trip. Don't do it on an unsafe stairway. Don't go down. You're going up. Physical therapy can help you avoid opioids when joint pain strikes. That's a key thing. If you get pain, see your physical therapist as one of the earliest steps so that you get treated correctly. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. We've been going over the top news stories of the week. The one I like best and the scariest is the one about the Asian longhorn tick. Be careful, wear long pants and long socks and examine your body before you take off your clothes. If you walk in the grass or even against a tree, and they're all in New Jersey, they spread. They haven't started to in the United States yet, thank God, but they spread a SF, severe fever, thrombocytopenia, that means platelets are low, syndrome that causes death in 10 to 30%. If you're taking a dog on an airplane, make sure they're tick-free no matter where you go, whether you're going east to west or west to east, because they're the way, apparently, they're spreading, and they traced it to Newark Airport and planes coming in there from, apparently, the Far East. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. The other story I like, remember, eat Mediterranean even when you're not in Rome. That decreases your risk of heart disease by at least 25%. Thanks very much for listening. This is podcast 924A, the segment that gives you the latest medical news, but also what you can do with it. Look out. Maybe we'll get some new vaccines against these serious viral diseases transmitted by ticks and mosquitoes. Thanks again for listening, and Ben for great engineering.